It's mid-May, but it's snowing in Alaska's small boat harbor as Kieran Tastag and George Shaw stuff the last few dry bags into their sleek blue and yellow sea kayaks. They've been waiting for this moment for years.
Another 5-10 minutes will be on the way.
Tastag is surprised to find everything fits.
I thought it'd be a triage here and we'd be throwing stuff out, but certainly my camera's the first in there. Food's last.
Jokes like that make it hard to take the duo seriously. They're from the Isle of Man, a tiny island nation between the UK and Ireland, but their dry, self-effacing sense of humor is characteristically British. In fact, their whole attitude is extremely understated. There's no one to see them off, and Shaw plays down the grueling nature of their journey.
We've heard it's like the tropics the further you go down, so we're expecting it to get a lot warmer, is that right? No.
At 33, Tastag is the younger of the pair, but also the more experienced kayaker. Shaw only started paddling 3 years ago after going on a trip with Tastag's guiding company. But Shaw says he's ready for the challenge of a 400-mile paddle to Adak, the first stop on a trip that could eventually take the two kayakers to Russia.
Very prepared for it. I've been thinking about it for the last 2 years, so it's just great that it's actually getting to the point now where we're leaving.
As the two shimmy into their matching dry suits, Shaw struggles a bit with a tight latex collar, pulling it away from his throat as his face turns beet red.
We've been eating quite a bit, so both of us are heavier than what we normally are. So by the end of it, we should have lost a few stone. Look good for the ladies.
They've packed a month's worth of food into the kayaks, but Tastag also has a fishing pole, in case the trip to Adak takes longer than expected.
That is the fishing pole. Very, very short one made up, custom made by my brother, who owns a fishing shop in the Isle of Man. I think we should do okay.
Not having enough food is just one of the many, many things that could go wrong on the trip. In our brief conversation, hypothermia and head injuries come up more than once. The two are carrying emergency equipment, including a satellite phone and locator beacon, but Shaw says using them is an absolute last resort.
You just got to be very sensible on things and don't make rash decisions. We've got plenty of time. If we don't reach our target, we don't reach the target. So there's a few open crossings which are going to be fairly daunting. But if we have to sit and wait 3 or 4 days for the weather to be right, and then we sit and wait for 3 or 4 days.
Shaw says he's been told countless times the trip is impossible. But the naysayers just make him more determined.
Fishermen have given us not much confidence at all. They think we're mad what we're doing. So we're going to prove them wrong. Yeah.
If Shaw and Tastag make it to Adak, they'll have accomplished a first for modern kayakers. Whether they push on to Russia or not depends on how things go in the first segment of the journey. They're both hopeful. They've already shipped gear to Adak for a resupply, but there are hundreds of miles of turbulent waters ahead, and some smaller, more immediate challenges.
Potentially when we get in, there's a possibility we might fall in, because we haven't been in a kayak for a while. It always happens when you try and look cool. You end up chipping in, so look away.
There are a few moments when it looks like Shaw just might capsize. But in the end, both paddlers get situated in their kayaks without incident. And then, with no fanfare and only the faintest splash of paddles dipping into the water, they're off. Reporting in on Alaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.